morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. Good morning, everybody. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Munson. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I'm excited about what God has for us. We are in season 5, and this has been so good to me. I hope that you are being blessed as well. And we are going through this series, It's in the Promise, as we peel back various promises of God in the Bible. We're just going to go through them. We're going to find them, and we're going to share them. And I'm believing that it is going to be something that is going to strengthen you and something that's going to keep you. It's in the promise. Today we're going to talk about the faithfulness of God. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter number 7. Deuteronomy chapter number 7. And we're going to roll down to verse number 7. Start at verse number 7. And it reads, "The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments, but repays those who hate him to their faces to destroy them. He will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I am commanding you today to do them." All right. Okay, so let's just get in. Let's pull this apart a little bit here. First thing I want you to know is that you're chosen. You are chosen. Brothers, we are chosen. This is exciting to me, that out of everybody in the world, out of everything that is going on in the world, out of every person, when you think about the universe and every species in the universe, God looked at us and chose us. He decided, "I want to use you. I want you not only to be used, but I want you to be part of my family." God chose us. He chose us to be part of his family. He chose us to be part of anything and everything that is happening, and just to be in the midst of all of it. I mean, even to down to decision making capacity that we have as human beings, God chose us to do that. He looked into the sea of us and chose us for his handiwork. The Bible says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. We have been chosen, and we are special, and we are called out to God. I cannot give it to you any other way. It says it there in our scripture today, that he chose us, not because there were so many of us, but we were the fewest of all, and he chose us still. He chose us still, being the fewest of all. What does that say to us today? That lets us know that he is a faithful God, that he is going to raise up his people no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation. The God we serve is able to raise up a few that will stand in the gap for the many. And today I want you to know that you have been chosen to do something great for God. Next thing I want you to see here is you have been redeemed. Redemption is this process of being vindicated for, atoned for, retrieved, exchanged. God wants us to know that he has redeemed us. What has he redeemed us from? He has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Now, we have to understand here that ultimately, because of the sin of our father Adam, we were all destined to be sinners. But because God loved us so much, he did not allow us to fall into that pit. He said, "This is what I'm going to do. I am going to step into the midst of them, and I'm going to send my son, and he's going to live in a fleshly body. He's going to live in a fleshly body, and he's going to die for their sins." Aren't you glad? I am glad today. You've got to be glad today that Jesus Christ died for our sins. The Bible says over in, I believe, Romans 5 and 8, that God showed his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is showing the faithfulness of God, that in the midst of it all, now listen, he chose us and then he redeemed us. He chose us, then he redeemed us. He looked down in the midst of everybody and said, "That's the one." And then he sent a plan so that we could become part of the family of God. Today, brothers, if I cannot encourage you to do anything else, is to stake your claim as part of the family. Begin to walk as a man of God. Begin to walk as a son of God. Begin to walk as the person who God has called you to believe, to be. You can no longer continue in this life just sludging along, hiding behind the hedges and not standing up when God has called you to be who God has called you to be. Listen, the enemy wants you to say that you cannot do it, but I come to let you know today that the only thing you cannot do is the thing that you will not try to do. That's it. The only thing that you cannot do is the thing that you will not put the effort forth to do. God has given you abilities over and above and beyond anybody and anything else. Listen, God has made you special in this world. He has made you unique in this world. He has called you for a specific purpose in this world. He has given you authority and power in this world. And so you have to go and grab what God has already given to you. You can no longer sit around and wait for somebody else to pull you up. See, I think sometimes in our lives, what ends up happening is we wait on other people to pull us up out of stuff. But I come to let you know that God has pulled you up out of the quicksand of life, and he has placed your feet on a solid foundation, which is Jesus the Christ. And listen, brothers, today, step into your purpose, step into your plan, and trust God in the process. I know that it's not always easy. It is often difficult. You're talking to somebody who's been in this for a long time and have not seen a lot of the things that I believe that God has said to me, but I don't give up. I trust God. Why do I trust God? Because our God is faithful. Say it with me. Our God is faithful. He's the one who has lifted us. He is the one who has carried us. He is the one who has shown us. He is the one who has done great things for us. I'm reminded here in Isaiah, it says, "God, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure." Our God is faithful. You got to understand that, you know what? He himself does not change. It is we who are the ones who are changing. Our God is faithful. 1 John 1 and 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Our God is faithful. You need to know that the God that we serve, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. 1 Corinthians says, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ." I'm trying to let you know today that you are chosen, you are redeemed, and the God we serve is a faithful God. God, and why is he so faithful, or what is the end of it all, Pastor? Here is the end of it all. He says, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. So it's right there in the promise. It says here that he is faithful, who keeps his promises, who keep his covenant and his loving kindness to 1,000 generations to those who love him and keep his commandments. So what are you saying, Pastor? God says this, that if you just love him and you keep his commandments, he will show his faithfulness to you, and not only you, but to 1,000 generations. God says this today, that you just got to love him. What does it mean to love the Lord? It means to do your best to give him your best. It means to give him the honor and to give him praise. It means to give him glory, even when it doesn't look like or feel like you should be giving him glory. This is what it means to love God. It means to pour out your heart to him in prayer. It means to find a place of fasting to get to God so that he can pour into you. This is what it means to love God. I'm telling you today that it's very simple. See, we have tried for so long to make this thing complicated. But God says that if you just love me and keep my commandments, I'll take care of you and 1,000 generations after you. I want you to know today that our God is faithful. He is a faithful God. Keep his commandments. What do you mean by that? Listen, this is, let me say this, and this might be a little bit off from where I am today, but I want to say this. One of the major issues that a lot of us deal with when it comes to really grasping hold of this relationship with God is this, is that the relationship issue is more important than the religion issue. And so God is saying, if you have a relationship with me, then other things will fall into place. See, we're trying to have a religion, and we're trying to be look a certain way and act a certain way. But when I'm in a relationship, I understand that there are boundaries, and I love that person because of the boundaries they have set for me, and that person loves me because of the boundaries that we have set together. Listen, God says that I want to love you and I want to give you freedom. He never saved us to lock us up. He saved us so that we could have freedom and we could live our lives to the fullest. Hallelujah. But there are boundaries even in that fullness of love that he has for us. Our God is faithful. He is a faithful God. Brothers, I want you to know that today, more than anything, you need to know that God's got your back. He is faithful, and he'll cover you, and he will keep you, and he will pour out his love on you. Again, 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Hebrews, let me give you this last one. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. The enemy will tell you to let it go, but I'm telling you today, don't let it go. Circumstances and situations will tell you to let it go, but I'm telling you today, don't let go. Hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. Because if he said it, he will do it, because he is a faithful God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning and we say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your kindness. Thank you, God, as we've talked about it today, for being a faithful God, for being a God when you say something, it comes to pass. we can trust your word. And for this, we say thank you. God, in the midst of all that is going on in the world, God, we're praying for the families, God, of the murdered children. We're praying for men all around the world for every issue and concern that they are dealing with, God, with their marriage issues, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for their employment issues that they may be having, God, for issues of not feeling enough, God, feeling that they're not enough, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would shore up in them today, God, that you are faithful who has promised. You promised a thing and it will come to pass. I thank you, God, for the truth of who we are, where we can come to you and we confess, God, in our truth and in our reality that sometimes we're stuck in a place and we don't understand what you're doing. But we thank you that you are God and there is nobody like you. You are a faithful God. And today, Father, we honor you and we magnify you and we glorify you, God. Step into our place. Step into our presence. Step into our issues today, God, and provide solution, God. Today, God, we believe you to do it, God. Now give us what we need to walk out what you put before us, God, so that you are honored in all that we do and you're honored in all that we say. We bless your holy and your righteous name, for you are God and there is nobody like you. And all of the earth, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And everybody shouted amen, amen, and amen. All right, brothers, this has been an awesome time today. Listen, I got a couple things I need from you. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is a great day to give your life to Jesus Christ. Come on, say this prayer with me if you don't know Jesus. Say, Jesus, I would like for you to come into my heart. I would like for you to be the Savior of my life. I would like for you to be the lead of my life. Holy Spirit, come in and direct me and keep me and comfort me and show me your way so that I will live in your statutes all of my life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. That's it. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead and invite him into your life, you are saved. Today, the Bible says this, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So today, if you confess in your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says you are saved and you are saved. Give yourselves a hug today because you're saved. Secondly, share the podcast. Share it with your friends and your families and everybody else in between. Put it on your social media and what have you. All right. Share the podcast. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz. Thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I'm out of here. Peace.